and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, Orange State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, October the 9th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bomb.
And good morning.
That's it.
Well, I was anticipating a request for environmental conditions, but beautiful morning, by the way.
It is. And, you know, chilly. Chilly. Linda's not here this morning. She's got this is the fifth iteration of dishwasher guys coming in to try and fix this machine that we bought a few years ago. Top of the line. But it does strange things. And then, of course, when you have the people that put it in, and not, of course, the company, but the people that came in and put it in left out, you know, a couple of things, like... Well, anyway,
they left out a couple of things,
and it's like, and the guy looks, he says, "Well, gosh, how does this run without this?" And we, you know, obviously it hasn't been running great. Anyway, so Linda's taking care of that this morning. But what is the temperature today?
Well, we're looking for a high right around 80 degrees under light and variable winds and partly cloudy skies. Some clouds tonight. Low will be 51. Yeah, and then tomorrow look for a high of around 82. Currently in Reading, 49, count them, 49 degrees, and the weather report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, yeah. Great place Thursday nights is pizza. There was a good article in the Record Searchlight by Mark Beecham talking about that, how great the food was on those Thursday nights, how great the pizza is, and it is. And, of course, the music, the ambiance out there, it's nice and cool out there. I mean, you're sitting out there on the patio, and you can hear the music and overlook the all that beauty out there, the fields, of course the vineyards, and they just picked a lot of the grapes, and they've just started the process of making wine out there. We're going to have their winemaker in here to talk about how do you make wine. We went through a little class with it the other day, and I was surprised I'm always surprised by things. But I was really surprised about how much you can, and how you, when you make wine, it's more than just stomping on the grapes, which, you know, Bob enjoys.
I would think that having read the comments in the newspaper frequently, less frequently than I used to, that wining would be such a fine art in this city.
Whining? Well, there is a lot of whining.
There is a lot of whining in the comment section, yes.
Yeah, which gives them some cheese out there. Okay, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning. Tell me there's good news.
It's pretty quiet, Carl, this morning as stocks are a little changed ahead of third quarter earnings season. Alcoa will release its earnings after the close today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 8 points at 13,574. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1453. The NASDAQ Composite is down 19 points at 3,093. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 6 pennies at $9.34 per share, Nokia positive 3 cents at $2.71, Ford up 11 cents at $10.16. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive a nickel, trading at $75.30, Costco up a penny at $101.35, Safeway positive 6 cents at $16.41 a share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to 1.73% and the 30-year bond 2.95. Over to commodities, gold is down $1.20 an ounce at $1,774. Silver is off a nickel at 33. Crude oil trading up a dollar at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on for our Wells Fargo Market Minute, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And it's always brought to you by our buddies down at those Wells Fargo Advisors. And if you want to go down and see them, they're on Park Marina Drive, or you can give them a phone call at 243. I'm sorry. Let me try this again. 243-7561. You know, I have new glasses. Believe it or not, I'm sitting here. I can't even see my hand. You know, I'm sitting, I've read this thing every day for months, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, I can't even see that. 243-7561, right?
That's it, yes.
This is ridiculous.
I have a question. Yesterday was very, very quiet all over town. And, of course, this morning the market is very quiet. Do you get the sense that the country as a collective is holding its breath?
Well, I've been thinking that for months now, is that, you know, you see, you know, take a look at the Small Business Association, just the latest statistics on that. They're holding back. The confidence of the Small Business Association has dropped, and it's been, you know, it's been dropping. These are the ones that hire most of the people in this country. They're small businesses, of course. That slowed down. Now, the thing is, I think everybody is, they're waiting for November. They're waiting to see who's going to be the next president and if we're going to go forward with big ideas about independence, you know, energy independence. Are we going to go in there and talk about growth of the private sector vice growth of the government? Are we going to talk about protecting the military or making these huge cuts in it? I think people are waiting. I think they're just waiting to see what happens because they don't know. And Obamacare, this is the biggest one. I have talked to doctors, so many doctors lately. If you sit down and talk to a doctor, all they want to talk about is the impact of Obamacare on our businesses and the medical profession. My friends, it's just unbelievable what's going to happen if this thing continues on. Just, you know, say goodbye to the care you've had. If you've got medical insurance, in many cases, it's going to go away. If you've got more than 50 of you working in a business, it's going to go away. You know, just looking at it, just to say as restaurants right now. Restaurants. Say, or I'll just say, take that. That's a large group. Say they make $1,500 per employee. That's their profit. Okay. For every employee they have, this is after paying them, this is after everything. And this, and Obamacare comes in here, it could cost them $2,000 per employee. So what's that tell you? Less employees. If they're going to have to be paying this, they've got to have less employees. Or take them back to part-time. So you don't have to put out, you know, you don't have to pay for health care. So now what do? So, you know, somebody that's been working for you for 10 years is that you just can't afford it. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Dan Loeb dropped out of the race. Let's talk about why he did and impact that can have on our Senate race for this area. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your car a lemon? Ever get a chance to tell that salesman what he could do with that lemon? On October 11th, the Shasta College Theater opens a car dealership that only sells lemons. Lemons, a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst, plays evenings October 11th to the 20th with a Sunday matinee on October 14th. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is fixing things around the house today. October 9th. Hey, today we're going to have on our show, we're going to have Dr. Todd Royce. He's going to be talking healthy and living longer, which is good because some of us really need it here in the studio. And the other one is Creighton Smith. He's going to be talking about fly fishing and all the events that are going on at the here soon. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't had them on before. First, let's talk about this. The Military Times is a magazine. It's a periodical. Comes out weekly. And many of the military subscribe to it or have access to it. They sell it in stores and all this. They've done a poll from Military Times. And it's surprising that Mitt Romney leads Obama by 66% to 26%, according to the new poll. And the magazine itself is really it's more probably more representative of this of the more senior people, the staff and COs and the officers in the military. But still, it's representative of the professional corps, the all volunteer force. And is it the fact that it, you know, the military or national security is the biggest, is that the biggest, difference there? Is that the biggest reason? And the answer, of course, is no. 41% of the respondents said the economy is the most important issue. And even though that, there's wars going on, when I talk to my soldiers, a 28-year-old Army captain told the paper, it's not social issues, it's almost not even military issues. What it comes down to is pocketbook issues. They currently see Mitt Romney as being stronger for their pocketbook. Even though that the policy right now that Obama has will just slash our Defense Department and slash by a million jobs the defense, you know, the defense contracting establishment, which is, I mean, unless they somehow can fix this sequestration, this is what's going to happen. This is not just something that, oh yeah, you know, you're just threatening us with this. No, unless Obama does something to change it and he gets together the Congress, $50 billion cut out of the defense budget, the budget that's already had $47 billion cut. Guess what? They're going to issue a million layoff notices. A million more people. Can you imagine that? Because they can't get it together. The Senate can't get a budget out. It's not up to the president to make a budget, but it seems to me if there was leadership, there should be a way to get that budget out. Let's talk a little bit more about that. You know, do you remember in the debate when Romney said, you know what, I just think that we should stop giving funds to PBS and Big Bird. I like Big Bird and I like Jim Lehrer. Well, I'm not sure if I agree totally with that. You know, and a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, why are we giving money to the public broadcast system? What are we getting out of that? And I'm not sure I agree with Romney on that. However, the answer to this by the Democrats is to have all of these, have a commercial that says, here's the problem. Who's been in charge of all this? Where's our largest problem? It has been a Wall Street, and you see this kind of guy in the shadows. No, it's Big Bird in Sesame Street. Now, I think that's kind of cute, except for one thing. They're putting all their money into these commercials talking about Big Bird in Sesame Street, and in all of these, they mention Big Bird 12 times and Sesame Street, you know, 15 times, and Bert and Ernie. Not one time did they mention Libya, the Middle East, or the economy. Excuse me, Mr. President, you got beat up the other night during a debate because of the economy, not because of Big Bird. You might want to take a lesson here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Paid for by friends and neighbors for Jim Nielsen for State Senate 2012, an independent committee not associated with any candidate or candidate committee, with major funding from Charles T. Munger Jr.
Just when you think you've seen it all with ambitious politicians, along comes Dan Logue. He announced he was running in two different assembly districts, finally settled on one, and promised not to run in a special election for State Senate, a promise which he has now broken. So, Dan Logue is now running for two offices, Assembly and Senate, at the same time on the same November ballot. But here's the kicker. If elected to both, Dan Logue has to immediately resign one of them, resulting in two new special elections that'll cost local counties and taxpayers millions of dollars in special election costs. Just when you think you've seen it all, Dan Logue finds a new way to make politicians seem even more self-serving than they already are.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob, Linda is out on assignment getting things done. 7:24 in the morning, it's brought to you by Back Home Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies there, Joe and Shelley. Espresso Joe's a little chilly out there today. Go down and get that 20 ounces of coffee for that special price and walk next door. Best tobacco prices in town. They will meet or beat any price for tobacco in this town. And then, of course, just the discounts for veterans and the way that you're treated there. You're treated special at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people. All right. Logue withdraws. Withdraws due to, he says, medical reasons from the Senate race, yet he's still running for the Assembly. Sure, it had nothing to do with polls, but he made that announcement. He said, we can talk about it now. We knew about it yesterday, probably around, noon? Because we got, they told us to stop playing certain commercials. The companies did at around 4 o'clock. It was confidential, so we kept it that way. Now, who's still in the race then for Senate? Of course, Jim Nielsen, Senator Jim Nielsen. Mickey Harrington, who is a Democrat and a union guy out of, Chico. Jan Reed, from Chico, and Dan Levine, who is a Jan Reed was on the was on school boards and such, and Dan Levine, who is a student, graduate student, I hope I'm, it could be Levine, and a graduate student and a farmer, so they're still in it, and they were down at the there's like 50 people there, but they were at the get together that the League of American Voters had. Anyway, so Logue's out of it. So that right there is, you know, if Reed's going to win, he needs to win by 50 plus one. So it probably may still go into a runoff. Here's the big thing: Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our buddies down there, you know, we have a show with Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, who is the chief of staff down there. You know, we've had on our show several times Dr. Doug McConnell, who is also a personal friend, as is Piyush Dhanuka. Has been on our show, and Dr. Doug McConnell heads up their surgical program at Shasta Regional. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center has been named one of the top 50 cardiology hospitals in the United States. One of the top 50 cardiology hospitals in the United States, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Is that great? Here's a big shout out to Randall Hempling, CEO there, and the work they've done. You know, when you, I know more about heart surgery and bypasses now than I ever did in my life, because it, somehow when we're always talking, it gets around to Doug holding a heart in his hand. I'm not sure how that works, but if I was going to have something like that, that would be the place I'd go to. Okay, what else we have? Big donations to Rick Bassetti by somebody he doesn't even know. According to the paper here, and Bruce Ross is, and the paper, by the way, has, in case it doesn't come up every so often, the paper has endorsed Daly over Bassetti. So when they say things about Bassetti, you know, I always kind of look, okay, is this part of the, is this, are you being just absolutely fair? Is this your way of smacking a little bit? But they talk about this, guy by the name of Charles Munger. Bassetti doesn't even know him. This guy's out of the Bay Area. Just donated like $150,000 to Bassetti's campaign. Munger is one that believes in more moderate-type Republicans, at least according to the editorial. But Bassetti didn't ask for it. He doesn't know him. And Munger has leaned into the campaign, but he's also leaned into that no on 30, which means, you know, no higher taxes and all that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. You can't, one of the things is you can't control that, where the money comes from. I guess you can turn it down, but if the guy is, you know, the guy's above board and he's here to puts it into a campaign or a political action committee, that's the way it goes. All right. What else do we have going here today? We have the city council candidates came on last night. And we've had all three of them on. In fact, Gary, we've had Dick Dickerson was on last night, Missy last Friday, and we'll have Gary Cadd on this week, I think Thursday, to talk about what they're standing for. And, you know, frankly, all three of them are good people. They're good people. But, you know, the question is there time for a change? Dick's been there for a while. Missy's been there for a term. And Gary Cadd has been trying to get elected there for several terms. And Gary is one of the hardest working men I know. Now this, we don't endorse. I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just telling you how I see it. All right. Gary Cadd is one of the hardest working men I've seen. He doesn't miss those council meetings. He goes there. As boring as they are, he has never missed. Yeah, I think he's only missed two. One was for the birth of his child and one he had his heart removed and put back in. Dick Dickerson. Been around a long time, has been in the bowels of Sacramento, fought his way through there and survived, is a person who wants Reading to succeed in that, has a varied background. And then you have Missy MacArthur who wants Reading to succeed, who believes that Reading can be a fine place and that she's had votes. Missy's been a swing vote on several occasions that you're not sure how she's really going to vote. But that's good, isn't it? That you just know that, okay, she's going this way on this vote. Well, because that's the way Missy sees it. I just find that refreshing too. The three of them are really good people. So I think that's about all you're going to get out of me as far as an endorsement, except, you know, one's perhaps a little more conservative than the others, and that would be Gary Cadd. I don't know if that, and that, I don't know if that's a difference on it. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to be talking fly fishing with a fly fisherman from the Shasta Trinity.
From the Fox Business Network, concerns over the global economy are once again weighing on markets here in the U.S. This after the International Monetary Fund's World Economic Outlook report offered its weakest outlook for global growth since the 2009 recession. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 10 points. 75% of Americans are looking for a new job, whether they have one or not. That's according to a new survey from the social recruiter JobVite. 61% of those surveyed did say finding a job has become more difficult in the past year. JobVite also found 41% of employed job seekers are overqualified for their current position. And vending machines will soon post calories. Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper are rolling out new machines in Chicago and San Antonio come January. That shows calorie counts as well as a message that suggests a lower calorie option. The move, which eventually will be taken nationwide, precedes new rules that will require them to do so. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor. My number one priority is citizen safety. I will work to eliminate the catch-and-release situation. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County, more jobs, helping businesses prosper, and working to streamline the permit process. I want you to have a better quality of life. I will devote my energy to opening the new veterans home. I believe in the importance and value of tourism at Shasta Lake, and I will promote tourism for all of Shasta County. When elected, I will work hard to justify your confidence and support.
Linda Hartman endorses Sherry Beck to replace her as supervisor for District 4 because she'll work hard to represent the people of this district with the dedication to public service that this job requires.
I'm Sherry Beck. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County, more jobs, helping businesses prosper, and working to streamline the permit process.
Contact Sherry Beck at SherryBeck2012.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck, District 4 supervisor.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember, Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting things fixed at the house. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee things that other shops can't. That was me rubbing my nose in the middle of me reading here, sorry. He can fix a small chip in your windshield up to cracks up to 24 inches long. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield. You can't even see it. Go down, see Jeff. Go on down to 3280 Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. He's an honorable man. If he can't fix it, he's not going to just take your money and then, you know, and just do something to it. We took one of our other cars down there and he said, I'm not going to be able to fix this like the, you know, where it's cracked, the way it is right down the center here. And he said, so, I mean, he didn't try. So he just told us the truth, which is another reason to go to somebody. Local guy that is truthful and honorable. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. You know what? We were just talking to our guest here. And we live in the best fly fishing area in the world, probably. If not the best, probably one of the best.
Absolutely.
And our guest is Creighton Smith from the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing. Is that association or a
club?
Club.
Yes.
And you just got a special award from the from a recognition award from the city council for mm-hmm. some things that you are doing.
Right.
And what did you tell everybody there at the city council?
Well, I told them that I grew up pretty much in the Bay Area, but I went to Humboldt State, and then as a fly fisherman, when it came time to think about, well, where would I really like to retire, I kind of thought of it, well, if I was a golfer and if I could retire in a location that had Pebble Beach, Augusta, and, you know, maybe St. Andrews, all in the same proximity and live in a very beautiful area, a lot of good people, at a reasonable price, gee, wouldn't that be a great place if I was a golfer? Well, I'm not a golfer particularly. I don't have anything against golfers, but I'm a fly fisherman. And I chose Redding because it has the Sacramento, the Trinity, the McLeod, the Fall River, and numerous other creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes. It just, you'd almost have a hard time fishing them all in a lifetime. So it was a very easy choice to move up here and meet the friends I've had and work with the club and everything, because fly fishing is a big, big activity up here, and we're looking to get a lot more people involved.
Have you ever been sorry you moved up here?
Never. No.
How often do you fish?
Oh, maybe every other week or so. Oh. Once in a while, I'll go away for a week or two to Alaska or Baja or places like that. But, you know, most of it's just in this vicinity, and it depends on somebody will say, oh, the fish are biting on this river or that river, and I'll say, goodbye, I'm gone. And
now, you said something about earlier during the break, yep. And you said you'll be in Alaska fishing, you'll pull a fish in, and you'll say, oh, wait a minute.
Well, that's a nice fish, but I've caught fish every bit as nice back home.
That's right. I haven't come to Alaska.
It's a different scenery, but, you know, whether you're talking salmon or steelhead, trout, we just have a very precious resource up here. And as I say, the club's mission is always to get new people turned on to this sport, because to us it's the best way of approaching fishing, and there's just so many different aspects to tying flies, building your own rod, and just being out on rivers. You know, most fly fishermen will tell you, you know, one or two fish a day could be just great because they've had a really relaxing experience being out in the river that day.
People are saying, well, okay, Carl, I know you have businesses and groups like this, but why the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club? It's because since I've been here in Redding, and I saw it one day in a paper, and I called, and they were so nice and saying, oh, yeah, just come on down. It's not like you have to join anything. You just have to come on down. And then, by the way, we go fishing as a group, kind of as a group, and mm-hmm. that will take you with us, and we're going to teach you how to fly fish. And I thought, well, gosh, that's really nice. And somehow my time has never been able to do this. But this is one of the things I've promised myself in this upcoming year that I'm going to do it. So I'm intrigued by it, by fly fishing, because it's not just fishing, it's understanding the water and the insects and all this. One of our good friends, Mike Michalak and Bertha Michalak from the fly shop.
Yep.
I mean, when we go out, though, it's rare that we even talk about fly fishing. We talk about other things. We don't talk about radios, and we don't talk about fly fishing. Mm-hmm. But I think that your organization, how many members in your organization?
I think we have over 200 right now. And, there's a lot of us that grew up, as kids with our fathers taking us camping and fishing and so forth. But we also know that there's a lot of people that didn't have that opportunity. And so a large part of what the club, like you say, is geared towards is bringing in new folks, taking them out casting, taking them out so they can look at a river and kind of figure out what kind of, like you say, insect activity is going on right there at that time of year. Teach them about fly tying. That's a whole little art in itself. A lot of people get a lot of enjoyment out of fly tying. Yeah. I mean, you catch a fish on a fly that you've tied yourself with a rod that you've built yourself, and you just go, hey, that's a kick.
Life's good.
Life's good.
Hey, we're gonna take a break now. The other reasons I wanted Creighton to come on here is you've got some programs that are reaching out to veterans.
Yes,
and that's one of the main reasons to have you on, except the fact that you're generally a nice guy, and the fly fishing group here is really nice people. But I want to talk about your veterans programs, and also for those people that have been fighting a battle against cancer.
Right.
You've got several programs that are coming down the line here that are already in existence, but we need to let people know about them.
You bet.
We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're with Creighton Smith of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club, and miss a day, miss a lot.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available, as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading and Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, taking care of things around the house, trying to get things fixed around the house. It is 50 degrees out there. It's August. It's August again. How about October the 9th? 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sun Gold. Yes, fly fishing is beautiful. It is. I mean, just, you know what? The art of fly fishing is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not putting down bass fishing or spearing fish out of the lake or anything like that.
You remember last time, Carl, I told you more books have been written about fly fishing than any other sport.
I believe that.
It's because there's so much magic to it. It isn't just the technicalities of it. It's the feeling you get when you have a great day on the water and somebody just goes, oh, God, I got to write this down, you know. And
I've got 5 books on it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even fly fish, but I've got 5 books on it because, oh, yeah, presenting the fly. You know, it's like, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm even watching. There's a World Fishing Network. Did you know that?
Yeah,
it's on Dish.
I've seen.
On Dish, World Fishing Network, and it's got Orvis and fly fishing. You know, it's got these. So I'm out there watching. And watching how you cast up, you know, when the water's moving upstream, quarter, across, down quarter, and downstream. And I'm sitting there watching this going, wow, this is pretty interesting. Okay. That's where we are. All right. Tell us about your programs that you've got. You've got new programs, or you have programs that are continuing.
Yeah. Let me talk about the continuing program, which is one that our club has been working in association with a fantastic national organization called Casting for Recovery. Women that were getting involved in fly fishing were realizing how therapeutic it was to be out on a river and casting away, and that in that, just having that day there, it really allowed them to forget about problems and issues and so forth. And someone got the brilliant idea that, or maybe through a friend that had a problem with maybe breast cancer, just to get them away out of the house and in an activity where maybe they could spend a few hours and just in a relaxing environment. When you're fly fishing, you're kind of always a little active. You're watching the water and you're watching your fly and so forth. So it isn't totally passive like sitting in a boat throwing out a worm. And it kind of has a very tranquil effect. And more women were saying, you know, I forgot about my cancer. I forgot about my you know, breast situation and all those issues. And it had a great restorative effect. And Casting for Recovery is a wonderful national group that we've worked in association with for years to bring more information and opportunities to women who are in that position. I mean, we love to see women of all ages and all healths come into fly fishing, but we especially are reaching out to that group.
Well, that's great, you know, because it's good exercise and it, you know, keeps movement and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And anything that, you know, we all know that there's a great healing factor in just being able to forget your problems and just have that tranquility of being able to relax and there's no challenges or issues that you have to deal with.
My safe place has got a lake in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Water is often the key to a lot of therapy.
And you go into that safe area there. A lot, you know, there's a lake that I found way up in the mountains in Washington State.
Yeah.
That's there.
Well, I grew up being a surfer, and being out just with the ocean and the waves was just, you know, magic. The latest program, a wonderful fellow in our group, Griff Griffin, brought forth the idea of participating, again, I think it's a national organization, Healing Waters. Kind of the same mission that Casting for Recovery have, but this one is geared towards veterans. And as a result, we have vets from Vietnam, Afghanistan, Gulf War, and so forth. And it is, I tell you, it's really heart stuff because you're teaching these folks how to tie, and maybe they've got one arm that isn't working really well. Or you're trying to, they're in a wheelchair, and you're trying to get them into a position where they can do some casting. But Griff has done just a wonderful job, and we have some other people that are contributing a lot of time, and it's something that I think is really going to be a wonderful program in our fly club to bring vets, wounded and otherwise, into this. Because, again, the activities that we're doing and that therapy of, boy, I can get this guy out on the water.
Yeah.
He's going to be jazzed.
It's the type of thing is just to, again, you're giving an alternative.
Yeah.
For people that, you know, and also you're bringing people back that have been injured. How can I fly fish? Well, you can. There'll be ways that you can do it. Maybe it's changing the way that you put the flies on.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, instead of having to do the intricate little tying, maybe there's another way to do that, that they can just snap something on,
right,
you know, on a leader that works, that maybe they're already tied onto the leaders.
Well, that's kind of the thing, the technologies that are developing right now. One fellow's developed just kind of a home-built apparatus that allows people with one hand to tie a fly.
Wow.
And we've gotten one of those, and one of the ladies that works with that says it's working really well for her. The same thing goes with casting. We're looking for, this guy's developing kind of a harness that would allow someone to cast. And so, exactly as you said, we're at the point now where a lot of fly fishermen are looking towards, what can I develop to allow this person to experience this?
Well, how do people get a hold of you, Creighton?
By God, they can call me at home, 530-243-4388. Our club meets the second Wednesday of every night at the...
Second Wednesday would be this Wednesday.
That's
then.
Correct. This Wednesday at the public library,
okay,
Parkview, and we have presentations every time. You'll meet the people that are involved in these specialty groups. That's where you can sign up for fly tying lessons or casting. Rod building, all the different programs that we're offering. We have some instruction manuals that I put together for both beginners fly fishing and fly tying. And so, you know, we're really serious about making this available to new people. There's enough of us gray hairs around, we call each other, those of us that have hair still. And so we just really encourage you to come out. We also want to see you out there the 20th, which will be our fly fair at Caldwell Park. It begins at 9:30. It will run to 4:30. We'll have casting out there, fly tying, people to answer all your questions, get you signed up if you'd like to participate in those classes. This is the third year we've done the fly fair. It's been a lot of fun. And we always meet a lot of new great people to get involved in this sport.
Great. Okay, on the 20th, then, the fly fair at Caldwell Park. The meeting for the Shasta County, Shasta Trinity fly fishers are going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, 7:30
at the library. O'clock. So this is a good time. 7 o'clock?
Yeah,
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock at the county library. It's a good time to get to meet everybody.
Absolutely.
And you've got all these great programs going. I can't say enough. That's why we wanted to have you all on.
Thank you very much, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda, is getting things done around the house. The this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, you know what? They've got a couple questions to ask you. Is the price competitive for what you're getting? And do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Well, Shasta Gas Propane does. They've been in business a long time. They offer propane, but at the same time, they also offer excellent service. These are good guys. 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Good people doing great work. Okay. Creighton was gonna, kind of wander out of here. We started talking more fishing. And, so I thought, we'll just keep him here for the next couple minutes. Was there a question there, Bad Bob?
Yeah, somebody in the chat room had a question, and I was showing it to Creighton.
What is it? I can't read it. I can't read my new glasses. I have to go get newer glasses.
Is guest associated with the fly shop, and do they do day trips with a guide?
Number one, no. I am not associated with the fly shop at all. I've got a lot of friends over there.
Not that you're against the fly shop, but you just don't work with it.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Mike Mishlak and I went to Humboldt State at about the same time, and so,
And you two still recognize each other, huh? I mean, was that kind of through a cloudy fog there, huh?
Carl, joking.
If you knew Mishlak and Smith, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Well, in my day, I even had the 62, the classic VW camper.
Oh.
But my crew, it was, okay, it's Friday afternoon. We've got the Smith, the Trinity, the Eel, the Van Dusen.
Yeah.
Where are we headed for the weekend, or at least for a couple of days, I quickly became a steelhead addict up here. I'm not associated with the shop directly, but I have a lot of contacts and friends over there.
But what Sungold, I think, is that they have also a woman's fly fishing group, don't they?
Shasta Mayflies.
The Shasta Mayflies, are they still out there?
They've sort of incorporated within our group.
That's what I thought. I kind of thought that you all were together.
But there's still a separate group of women that function as the Mayflies, and they have, just all women events and, trips and things like that. So, but you'd come to the meeting, you'll meet them.
Well, I tell you what, the things you do with all the with the programs now on the 20th, you're going to be down at Caldwell Park,
right?
And what time does that start?
9:30.
And you're going to give casting lessons or demonstrations. Yep. You're going to talk about what else? Talk about flies, everything.
Fly tying. You can see how people tie different bugs for different situations, different fish. We're going to have hands-on fly time where you can, you know, especially for kids, we like to get them out there and tie a woolly worm and tell them actually that's a pretty effective fly. A lot of the, you see some very exotic flies. Some of the guys at the fly shop, Mercer and others, are geniuses, but,
okay, so that's
the simple
be,
stuff is.
And now your meeting, again, we got, cause we've got to run.
Yep.
Your meeting is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the county library.
Yes.
Come on down and meet these people cause they're going to get you out there and help you catch fish.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. We got Dr. Todd Royce here with us. We're going to be talking about living longer, living healthier.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What do you get for molesting boys? At least 30 years in prison. Jerry Sandusky just sentenced in the Penn State scandal. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live outside the court in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Jerry Sandusky is sentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison for 45 counts of child sex abuse.
Listen, we're pleased with the sentence. Obviously, it's still a life sentence, but it was a lot less than we thought it could have been.
Sandusky attorney Carl Rominger already drafting an appeal in the scandal that shamed Penn State University, led to the firing of late coach Joe Paterno, charges for other university officials, and then there's the victims who are scarred forever, three of them. Holding back tears in court today as they spoke. Jerry Sandusky also spoke and once again denied all charges against him. Dave.
Jeff, also in Pennsylvania, a 13-year-old boy has been charged as an adult, accused of shooting and killing his grandma and step-grandfather at their home Sunday. Score one for Verizon and AT&T at the Supreme Court as the justices hang up on a case. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
A federal law that gives telecommunications companies immunity for helping the government with an eavesdropping program will stay in place. Justices are turning away a challenge to the 2008 law by the American Civil Liberties Union. The challenge argues the companies are violating customers' privacy through collaboration with the National Security Agency. The court will hear a broader challenge to eavesdropping laws later this month. Dave.
Jared, both President Obama and Mitt Romney badly want to win Ohio, where today's the last day people can register to vote, so both candidates will rally there. As the Republican takes the lead in a new poll, Pew puts Romney up 49-45 over President Obama. A Pew survey last month had the president up by 8. A Marine missing for 37 years will be buried today in Colorado. James Hawkes was identified by DNA. He was killed trying to rescue the crew of an American cargo ship seized by Cambodians in 1975. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face to face, you're more likely to see eye to eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Meningitis has now killed 9 people in 9 states in a meningitis outbreak that's tied to a tainted steroid. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
George Carey had recently taken his wife off life support when he found out she likely died due to tainted steroid injections from Michigan Clinic that treated her back pain. Carey's own back injections in September may have also come from a contaminated batch. He's waiting for the results now, watching for symptoms while attending the funeral for his wife today. Thousands of vials have been recalled by the Massachusetts company that distributed the medication, which has infected another 100 patients. Dave?
Courtney, two accused terrorists just brought here from Britain went before a judge in New York this morning, charged with plotting to blow up U.S. embassies in Africa. A radical cleric also extradited here, going before another judge accused of setting up a terror training camp in Oregon. A plea for the public's help, finding a missing Colorado girl. Trevor Matarazzo with Westminster Police urging people to look at photos and a video of Jessica Ridgway to know exactly what she looks like.
There's the chance that
Somebody may see her in passing at some time.
The 10-year-old girl vanished on her way to school Friday. An American physicist honored with a Nobel Prize.
David Wineland, who works in Boulder, Colorado, receiving the prize along with Frenchman Serge Haroche for work on measuring quantum particles, which could make it possible to build a new kind of computer more powerful than any seen before.
This year's Nobel Prize in Physics is about interaction between light and matter.
Judges praising the scientists for inventing and developing ways to observe and manipulate the very smallest particles of matter without destroying them.
This is something physics has dreamt about since the dawn of quantum mechanics.
The scientists share the prize money of $1.2 million. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Selling on Wall Street, the Dow down 84 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio. Hey, how everybody's going well today? It's October the 9th, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for everybody who's on there. You know, every so often you need a break. You know, we get into the politics and go hammer, rant, because there is so much stuff out there. There is so many. Like I was telling, we're having these things, it's like you read about things, and, like today, breaking news, Sandusky gets 30 years in prison, which is a life sentence for him. He'll be in an isolation cell the whole time because there'll be people out there that will try to kill him for the notoriety. As you know, we've had the San Quentin guards in here, or guard before, supervisor in here, and his name's Ed. And he says anytime they get somebody like that that comes in there, especially when it comes to child molestation or anything like that, they can't put them out on the yards because the criminals have their own code of conduct. And if you touch children, that's like a death sentence, or at least it's a sentence where you're going to be hammered. Now, the other part of it is if you're famous, the one that gets you gets their notoriety that way by taking you out. So Sandusky's going to live out the rest of his life practically in isolation. They put him in these areas. So at least that's what I assume is going to happen. Okay. We'll be getting to Susan Eastman in just a second. In our last half hour segment was with the Shasta Trinity fly fishing guys. Two things, because we were talking about fishing and such, of course, but two big things. They've got programs for women that are battling cancer that they can, that the fly fishing has shown great benefits for. And also those warriors that have come back that have either been wounded or traumatized, how the fly fishing community can help them. And whether they've been wounded or like I said, mentally traumatized, that they're reaching out for this. And this has been a very successful program. So what I'd like you to do is just keep in mind the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers Club. And they're meeting tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the county library. And everybody's invited to this. And their whole purpose in life is putting more fly fishers, men and women, and children out on the rivers there. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, tempered expectations on upcoming earnings are weighing on equities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 74 points at 13,509. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1,445. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 42 points at 3,070. Some of the day's biggest movers, JPMorgan Chase down 2 cents, trading at $41.64, Coca-Cola up 19 cents at $38.73 per share, Eli Lilly up $2.44 at $53.22. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down a penny at $16.29, North Valley Bank down a nickel, trading at $13.96, Bank of Commerce trading higher up 3 cents at $4.65 per share. Over to commodities, gold is up 80 cents an ounce at $1,776. Silver's positive 4 cents at $34. Crude oil up $1.42 at $90.75 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. Are you still there?
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Susan. You know, always love talking to you and, you know, and the Wells Fargo Advisors. Just for a second afterwards, I know you're busy, you have to go someplace, but do you sense that people are just waiting?
I do feel a pause right here as we're waiting for more information about the global side of things. There's a lower slowing economy report today out of the International Monetary Fund today, and also just the high prices of gas, oil, and just the weighing sentiments about the election.
I think I think you're absolutely right, especially to see what happens with that. I think, you know, small businesses, from what I saw today, that their confidence is down.
Mm-hmm.
In that. So I think everybody's kind of on this wait and see for the next.
Right. They don't want to put any more money in until they see some more direction.
Yeah. Okay. Hey,
all
Susan,
right.
Thank
have
you so day. Much.
Thanks.
You bet. That's Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. Stop by Park Marina Drive and see Susan and Josh and Kathy and Chris, or give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Hey, our guest is Dr. Todd Royce, and we're going to be getting to him right after these messages.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I like that song, Footloose. You know, I can watch that movie, Footloose. Well, I really can't watch it. I watch 5 minutes. Well, it's 4 minutes and 26 seconds of Footloose. It's the part where they come down and they dance right at the end.
You're talking about the original.
The original movie.
Yeah,
I've never seen that. The other one. Yeah. But the original one with Kevin Bacon. And they're down there dancing. And I sit there and I watch this. And I say, okay, here's these kids who are from the middle farmland. They've never danced before in their lives. And they're busting moves like, you know, Broadway dancers. But, you know, it's a movie. But it's just that four minutes and 23 seconds. When they come downstairs and he goes, "That's Marty!" This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Joe and Shelly have been in business for over 30 years supporting this community. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They've got gourmet coffee beans. They've got every type of device to cook coffee that you can imagine. They'll give you classes on it. You walk next door and you get the best prices for tobacco in this city. Find this walk-in humidor in the state. Find those great cigars, and there's always sales on that. And then they've got a community room that they let people use. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. Okay, our guest is a Dr. Todd Royce. And Todd is not a stranger here. He has his own show on the station. But there's so much more to Dr. Todd Royce, and we need to get into that. So Todd, you're a chiropractor,
right?
But there's so much more. So talk to us about you.
Well, I lived in the North State in Reading here for about 14 years. My wife was raised here, and we came up here ostensibly just to visit about 15 years ago. And I ran up to the top of South Fork Mountain. I love to run, and I just had a vision of taking care of these amazing folks in this North State. I noticed they were some of the friendliest people I'd ever been around in my life, especially going to UCLA and living in LA and living in the Bay Area. And, boy, best people in the world. I just said, "We're going to live here." And she said, "Really? Okay, let's do it." So we did, and moved in with her parents when we first started practice. And that was interesting, having our first baby and stuff. We have four boys now. Anyway, we love it. We've been here almost 15 years and just love this North State.
So how would you characterize your practice in you? How did you get in? Well, first of all, how did you get into chiropractic?
Well, I was pre-med at UCLA and thought I wanted to become a surgeon. I've always loved the spine, and as I say, anyone can believe anything they want. I believe in divine providence, and I had a severe mountain bike accident. I fractured my T10 vertebra and barely crawled out of the woods alive up in the mountains above Beverly Hills. There are actually mountains up there, and I crawled out and went to, was taken by ambulance by the time I got to civilization to the UCLA hospital, and the doctors found the fracture and said, "Yes, you have a fracture, but there's nothing we can do for you. Take these pills." And was the last medication I took about just now almost 20 years ago that night. And I went and saw a chiropractor. Luckily, I was a personal trainer at a fitness club in Malibu to a lot of stars and people you still see on the silver screen there. And, there was a chiropractor there who sat me down in a chair and explained the principles of healing and how he was going to help me, and it made sense to me, and he helped me get back to health, and I've been strong ever since, but I knew I was chosen to be a chiropractor.
Okay, and what exactly does a chiropractor do?
Well, a chiropractor works. A lot of people think that we're bone doctors, and we do work with the bones, but we're really nervous system doctors, because your brain and your spinal cord is inside of your skull and your spine, of course, and our main job is to make sure that the brain and nervous system control every single function in the body, from our hormones to our muscles to our digestion and our immune system. And so what we want to do is make sure that brain and spinal cord are protected and are functioning normally, because they are what give life and health and healing to the body.
Okay. Well, and you get adjustments and all these little things like that. I mean, you know, I believe in it. Frankly, I believe in the practice of it. And it's worked for me, and I have never really done it until I got here, until I got to Reading, and for whatever reason. Now, but there's so much more to the practice of healing. I mean, we start talking about that in the nervous system, but there's so much more. And so what I'm going to do is take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about children and chiropractors. And you may not think about children because they're so limber and all that, but starting actually from birth, there's a lot of things that having a child or a baby seen by a chiropractor can really help them. So I want to talk about that when we get back.
Great.
Carl Lindebot, our guest is Dr. Todd Royce, and we're going to be talking about children and, children and health and chiropractors.
Beautiful.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local
and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you in your home, one door at a time.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, that's what you're finding during the break. You can find that bump music, but you can't find my bump music. 8:22 in the morning. Tell us what the weather's going to be here, Bad Bob.
We are looking at, as I quickly shift gears here.
Wait, mostly, you told me to ask you about the weather, so I figured you were just ready.
Then I was off chasing after another hare there. High of 79 degrees, winds light and variable under mainly sunny skies, partly cloudy tonight, low 51, and a few passing clouds on tap for tomorrow, and a high of 82, currently in Redding, 50 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, what can I say? Beautiful. The ambiance is just absolutely fabulous. The food, just great. And the wines are been voted the best in the North State, both red and white wines. It's a beautiful vineyard. And while you're there, go up and visit that beautiful chapel. That chapel that has been built with just the finest materials by the finest craftsmen in the world, right up there on the hill. The one that the county says is a public nuisance. But go on up and take a look at it yourself. Tell me what you think. Anyway. Anselmo Vineyards, a great place to go. Give them a call at 474-5546. Music on the weekends. You almost always need reservations. All right. Our guest is Dr. Todd Royce, and we're talking chiropractors, that medical field. And now we're going to be talking about children. And one of the things I didn't realize is how babies can be helped, you know, with the adjustments in this.
Right. It's unfortunately too little known right now, but it's before I leave this place, leave the North State or this earth, people are going to understand how important it is that the brain and the spinal cord be functioning optimally in these children. And I specialize in taking care of children. I'm in a special training program right now to be a diplomate in pediatrics, and there's a lot to do and a lot to learn, but these children are worth it. They need our absolute best. And let's face it, children are in probably a tougher situation than we've seen in the history of the United States. There's more autism, more asthma, more attention deficit disorder, and that's just the A's. And so I'm really working to get children healthy naturally the way God designed them to be. And what we find, Carl, is that a lot of women can find just a slight distortion in their spine or in their pelvis, and it can rotate and distort their uterus so that the children are forced into an unnatural position, kind of like if you or I were forced to sleep on an airplane for 9 months straight or on a bad position in the couch or, God forbid, in the doghouse. But
I can't imagine that happening. Is that why Bob is always in his constantly curled position when he walks in here?
Well, I did notice his posture as I walked in. I was a little bit nervous. So we do take care of adults, too. We just like children more.
You know, well, it's a I see what you're saying is that they can be, and then during coming out of that birth canal, cannot be a happy experience. I know that women seem to be screaming about it, but so I can't imagine what the child's like.
Yeah, and especially if they are already in a compromised position, the process is designed well. God knows what he's doing. But what happens is that just a slight distortion in that uterus can tweak and, again, cause it's like sleeping in a terrible position for 9 months straight. And so if it's already distorted, and especially if the baby is breech or even in a slightly unusual position, it can distort the cranial bones or the spine. So as they come out, it magnifies that. And then on top of that, there's a birth trauma from, and you mentioned, I don't know if you want to tell your story, but you were born with forceps and back extraction.
Yanked me out of my mother. Yeah. And there's certain things, you know, because of compression of your body that, you know, pushed my chest out, and I was covered with, okay, we don't even talk about covering with black hair. That all fell off. I looked, you know what? I probably looked like a little bear when I was born. You know, but all the hair fell off the next day, and I was kind of normal again. My chest went down, shoulders went out, color went back.
And so I wish I had been there to check your spine and your nerve system. As
my grandmother would have fought you tooth and nail. Ah, yeah, touch your back. Okay.
So,
but no, you're right though, because you know that it's a traumatic experience. You know, during birth, it's gotta be, it's for both. And so having, you know, to think that they might be tweaked when they come out, there could be causing pain that way. But, so when do you first start looking at babies?
Well, they should be looked at right, ideally before they're born. So ideally the mother should be checked during her pregnancy, because if we can keep that spine, that pelvis in alignment, everything goes a lot more smoothly, the whole delivery, the whole process, so the child has less trauma from the beginning. In fact, but short of that, if the mother, say if someone's late term right now in pregnancy, the baby should be checked as soon as possible after birth. I'm often there after birth, so I get called a lot on weekends and such to go out and check babies after birth to just make sure they're all lined up. And one of the things that we're studying right now is research from Dr. Abraham Taubin from Harvard University. And he says that spinal cord and brainstem traumas often occur during the process of birth, but frequently escape diagnosis. He says infants often experience lasting neurological defects. And, Carl, it's interesting you should bring up pain, because pain is one of the things that's present. But as we talked about, the brain and the spinal cord control the development of every function in the body. So literally the development of the heart and of the lungs and of the whole the immune system and everything is controlled by that. So a child could, and we see this very, very frequently, that their immune system is weak from birth because of what we call a subluxation. I'm not going to bore the audience with a bunch of technical terms, but it's a misalignment by that birth trauma, or even by, if a child falls learning to walk, or, you know, if we fell once as hard as those children fall learning to walk, we'd be hospitalized, you know what I mean, at our age. But so when they fall, that trauma can produce a subluxation, and it interferes with the development and growth and health of the baby more than just pain.
Okay, so when you say that, when it develops with the development of the baby, then you're talking about autism. Weaknesses in their bone structure and their internal organs and all this.
Exactly, because the nerve system is compromised. So the nerve system's designed to give life to and protect and regulate the hormones and the immune system and the digestion. But if the nervous system itself is compromised, then that baby's health is compromised.
Can you tie autism into this?
Definitely. That's
okay.
One of the conditions, because it's not that chiropractic treats autism, but it's that a weakness in the nervous system is what causes autism. So, and it's one of the many factors that relates to it, but certainly having a compromised nervous system can relate to autism.
Okay, because, you know, it seems like the number of autistic children has risen dramatically in the last, 20 years, 30 years?
When I was a kid, it was around 1 in 10,000 from what I said, and I wasn't paying attention to it when I was a kid. But 2 years ago, there was a study that said 1 in 250. There was a recent study that said this was last year, 2011, said 1 in 39 children with autism.
Okay, now we got to take a break here, but I want to talk about that for a second. I want to talk if that's really a true figure. I mean, I don't want to get into controversy here, but just talk about that for a second. Our guest, Dr. Todd Royce, we're talking children and the chiropractic practice and how it can help the children in their growth.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Unless he wins an appeal or lives a very long time, Jerry Sandusky will spend the rest of his life locked up. The former Penn State assistant football coach, 68 years old, is sentenced to at least 30 years in prison. Defense attorney Carl Rominger.
Listen, we're pleased with the sentence. Obviously, it's still a life sentence, but it was a lot less than we thought it could have been. We're busy drafting our appeals right now. We will be filing within 10 days a post-sentence motion.
Three victims and Sandusky spoke in court this morning. Turkey is a member of NATO, and its Secretary General Anders Fos Rasmussen says if cross-border shelling with Syria continues,
we have all necessary plans in place to protect and defend Turkey if necessary.
Syrian rebels have been using Turkey as a safe haven, crossing the border to attack. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hey, this is Carl on the Bod. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. On Tuesday, we welcome Dr. Todd Royce. We're going to be talking about healthy living. How do you do that? How do you live longer? How do you take care of yourself? Also joining us will be the Trinity Fly Fishing Club. They've got a lot of events coming up, and this is the best place in the world to fly fish right here in Northern California. That's Tuesday here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What's that got to do with us? The flying part. No, I'm just really kind of...
You can draw your own conclusion.
Come fly with me? I don't.
Because when you're feeling good, you feel like flying.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, hey, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 8:35 in the morning. I am so slow sometimes. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Great place. Our guest is Dr. Todd Royce, and we're talking about the chiropractic field, but also in children. You specialize in children, and you're doing a lot of things with children. We're talking about babies being looked at after they're born. And the fact is that since the spine and the brain has so much to do, and the nervous system has so much to do with everything to do with the development, that it can cause, if there's something going wrong there, if it's twisted or not aligned, that it can cause growth problems.
Absolutely.
Now, we also mentioned autism. And I don't think this is really your bailiwick on this, so I don't want to get you into a corner here. But when you were growing up, it was 1 in 200,000 children?
The studies I've seen said 10,000 or so.
1 in 10,000. Mm-hmm, right. And now it's 1 in 39? What exactly is autism then?
Well, that's one study, and the study that I saw 2 years ago said 1 in 91. The Centers for Disease Control came out with that, and then one study last year said 1 in 39. And I'm not an expert on disease; I'm an expert on health, and so I can't speak that. But autism is a complex brain disorder where the children it's not always children. They often grow up. It's a very sad fact that they will literally never communicate in most cases, at least not effectively. And they're now branching off into other conditions, but it's a brain disorder where there's some type of damage to the brain where they're unable to communicate, unable to relate to their family and people around them. And it's a very, very sad thing, and it's coming. It's increasing.
How can it be 1 in 39 then? So that means there's millions of children that can't communicate with their family because they can't speak. I know there's different levels of autism where, right, you know, you can still function, but at that level, I mean, 1 in 39. This is not attention deficit disorder. This is autism, and 1 in 39. That means that we're getting ready to have, or if they're already in the sense of, we better be building like a assistance homes all over the country. I mean, hundreds of thousands of them.
Amazing. And, again, I don't know the study that well. And, yeah. But it's, and two, like you said, it's a spectrum. So there's Asperger's, which is supposedly less severe and is more behavioral, that they can still communicate. And so, again, I'm no expert on that, but
right,
I know that. No one's debating it's increasing exponentially, and something's needs to be changed.
Well, I think it's probably a holistic approach too, that you look at it from every different method you can find, and some people are convinced that it's vaccines that cause it.
Yeah, there's a lot to that.
Oh, so you feel like addressing that one?
Wow, that's a big can of worms there.
We got a half an hour,
and I look at
we like worms.
You look at there's been a lot of studies at Northwestern University and other the mercury in vaccines, which is slowly being somewhat taken out, but many of the vaccines still contain mercury. But mercury is the most toxic non-radioactive material known to mankind, and we've been injecting it into our children. We now have 69 doses of vaccines before we're age 18. And I'm not saying that there's no protective effect or anything, but at what point do we stop fighting every single disease, and at what point do we start trying to get these kids healthy? And there's no doubt, there's a lot of studies, and I actually have a DVD on a talk about this. And if anyone ever wants to get a hold of that, they can call me, because this is a big issue. But
well, it is. But I mean, vaccines, because people are refusing to have their children vaccinated. They're breaking the law unless they sign something that says it's a religious thing, because they don't want their children vaccinated. Because just for these reasons, I believe that this is harming my children. I think aren't babies? I mean, before the age of two, given something like 30 injections or something.
Yeah, 39 before the age of two.
39 injections. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when we took off for a Desert Shield, because it was such a rush to get over there, and frankly, probably most of the services weren't ready, because Saddam came across the border, and 3 days later, my group headed out, reconnaissance elements and stuff, and they were pumping us full of stuff. And years later, got ready to go back and deploy into another place like this, and they were talking about the anthrax shots and all this. I said, yeah, I need that. And the guy looks at my record and says, nah, you had them. See, A and B, that's what those were. I had no idea that they pumped me in that, you know, that they hit me with that. But so, but I was an adult then, and I was in the military, so blah, blah. But to have a child have 39 inoculations before they're two, do you believe that this has some kind of effect on them?
I don't believe that it's the only cause, but I definitely believe it's related, and I've done a lot of research on this. And there's got to be some reason why it's increasing exponentially. There's been more and more vaccines, and we've come to at least de facto believe that the more vaccines we get, the more things we inject into our kids, the more chemicals, which includes formaldehyde and aluminum salts and mercury, the healthier our children become. But the evidence just isn't bearing that out. And let me say something really important, Carl.
Sure. Cause
parents are not breaking the law in California by not vaccinating their children. There are three exemptions. One is religious, one is medical, and one is philosophical. And so if you have a philosophical objection, you are not breaking the law to say that I want to enroll my kids. You know, the whole no shots, no school thing is a lie. That's not true. So you can legally object philosophically in California.
Well, that's an important thing. Okay, we're going to take a break. Hey, our last segment was brought to you by Crown Motors, right off 555 Cypress Avenue. You want a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram? Then you go on down to our friends at Crown Motors. They've got everything you could possibly imagine, previously owned or brand new, and cars, trucks, and SUVs. And they take great pride in what they do and taking care of them. 555 Cypress Avenue. They're local. They're going to make a good deal for you. Give them a call, 223-2177. Our guest is Dr. Todd Royce. We'll be right back. We're going to follow up on this, on the autism and what you can do as a parent to help avoid, perhaps, your child suffering from this.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment, getting things fixed at the house. 8:45 in the morning, October the 9th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, as we always do. It's 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, but guess what? In a couple weeks, it's going to be 30 degrees in the morning. And what do you need? You need a heater that works. And if that's the case, who are you going to call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They do service and repairs, all makes and models. They do it right. They stand by it. And what else can you ask for a company that comes out there that has such a big impact on your life? Is keeping your house clean, you know, the dust in the out of the ducts there, and keeping your house warm or in the winter or cool in the summer. Well, give Alliance Heating and Air a call, 221-2642, or visit them at homecomfort.org. It's our friends down at Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Dr. Todd Royce, and we're talking about children and their growth and how seeing a chiropractor in their, from the time they're born and on up can help them handle the traumas in life that they're going to have, because children fall down and roll around, but it doesn't necessarily mean because they pop up that everything is where it's supposed to be.
Right, and so you know, we were talking about vaccines last time, and that's a big subject, and someday I'd like to come on and talk exclusively about
That's not what you came on about, but it is something. I'd love to have pros and cons. You know, somebody from both sides come in and say this is why we need it and this is why we don't.
Sign me up. So I'd like to be on that one side. So. But whether or not a parent chooses to vaccinate their children, as you said, will definitely experience stress on their immune systems and on their every system of their body. And it's just critical that their spines and nervous systems be healthy. And so what we do is we analyze and detect those vertebral subluxations that we talked about earlier. Stresses on the body, misaligns the spine, and interferes with the performance and function of the nervous system. So what we do is very, very delicately check and look for alignment with various, we do different nerve system scans with surface EMG and thermography and even a nerve stress test and x-ray if needed. But we make sure that they're functioning in proper alignment and as healthy as they can be. And so, you know, I mentioned, we talked earlier about an infant was in yesterday. And number one, I got to tell you that the greatest honor, I'm a parent, I have four boys. When a parent hands me their infant to take care of them, it is the biggest honor that I can even tell you, because I know any decent mother would take my life in a minute if they thought I would hurt their child. And I'm so honored that literally thousands of parents have trusted me with their babies. And just yesterday, I won't mention the name because I don't have permission, but a beautiful young boy that was just born came in yesterday afternoon, and I checked him, and it looked like the right side of his temporal bone, that's where our temple is, it looked almost caved in, and it was certainly a birth trauma case. So it was, I wish I could show, I wish this were video, but it was rotated and pivoted in, and
we're working on that, by the way.
The eye was noticeably distended or swollen, and there was a lot of pus coming out of the eye. And so I inquired to the mother. She wasn't under care before, during a pregnancy, or a lot of this could have been avoided. But what happened was his immune system in that area, and the skull bone, the temporal bone, including also the sphenoid bone. These are just skull bones. They were misaligned from her pelvis being out of alignment. And then during the birth process, that magnified that problem. So I went in, and just with about the pressure you'd use to check if a tomato is ripe, even less than that in an infant that small, just a slight pressure, and it's amazing because the children know it. I put my finger there, and he starts to use my finger as a lever to move his own skull bones back into alignment.
Now, how old was this baby?
2 days.
2 days.
And so he knew it. And so he started to move that, and you could just see that temporal bone come back into alignment and that sphenoid bone, and it was like he just gasped a breath of relief. And his eye opened right back up. His whole skull bone was just shifted, the tiniest pressure, and you could see his eyes, both his eyes just relax. And he had still, plus the doctors had put erythromycin and antibiotic in there, Because that's all they know. That's what they know is symptom, treat the symptom versus get at the cause of it, which was pelvic distortion of the mother, subluxated his upper neck bones and his cranial bones. Just the slightest pressure, that baby's life will never be the same. And I'm so thankful to be able to do that.
That's really interesting well, I guess you can, because if bones are realigned, need to be realigned in just a slight, but the baby pushed against you.
He did, but well, there and in his pelvis, he had a pelvic misalignment too. So you just kind of hold it and allow them to do it. They're, you know, I hate to say it this way, but they're a lot more in tune with their bodies than we are. We kind of, we drink coffee and take aspirin and drive in cars 4 hours a day. We don't really listen to ourselves anymore. They're guarding their coffee. I'm not saying never drink coffee. I'm saying we're all
talking that, and Bob and I both grabbed our coffee cups because we can never be sure. Sometimes we have, okay. Todd, that was a great story. I like that story. We've got to take a break here. You know, the thing about it is with babies, how can you tell? I mean, you can't talk to them. It's like a dog. You know, a dog just not feeling well. But what's wrong, doggy? And you can't. With babies, it's even worse because you just really want to be able to help them. But you've got to have, I guess, the knowledge. And then at that point, you help that child.
I'll bet you're going to be in trouble for that dog comment.
Yeah. Well, what else is new? We'll be right back. Carl and Bob.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Well, I won't back down. No, I
hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here. Tomorrow,
you can stand me up.
Ms. Isaac Lowe, we're going to be talking in NAACP. Plus, we have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen's going to be on the show. As you know, Dan Logue dropped out today, so what's that mean to the Nielsen election campaign. It's not over. He's got four of the three of the people he's running against. So it's going to be, I think it's still going to be a fight to the finish here. Anyway, they're both going to be on this week or tomorrow. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. In case you haven't noticed, this week is Big Bike Weekend. Starting Thursday night, things are going to start happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anything, they're going to have burnouts. They're going to have bikini contests all over the place. They're going to have sport bike competition. They're going to have the when they're on the motorcycles. There's a word for that. What's that word?
The drill team?
That drill team. Yes, that drill team is back. Thank you very much. I have word problems here. But all of it's going to be this weekend. And you're saying to yourself, gosh, I'd really like to be a part of this, but I just don't have a motorcycle. Yes, you can. Redding Harley Davidson, if you're going to have a motorcycle, have an icon of America. Head out to 1268 Twinview Boulevard in Redding. They're going to find a bike for you. A bike that you want, that motorcycle. And then they're going to be able to give you everything that you're going to need, the shirts, the chaps, the jacket, the helmets. They've got it all right there at Redding Harley Davidson. Call them at 241-7117 or, again, visit them at 1268 Twinview Boulevard here in Redding. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. It's going to be a big weekend. This is going to be a great weekend. For people that enjoy motorcycles and everything that goes along with it. It's going to be good for our town, too. Okay, our guest, Dr. Todd Royce, and we've been talking just about everything. I mean, we have. We've been talking everything from aligning infants, two-day infants, how a chiropractic can help that, an adjustment of, in this case, the skull. Helps, and the little spine, and their, and of course their pelvis too, because of coming through the birth canal and all that. You're getting ready to give a lecture here.
Yes, sir. And Bob, I swear you're prophetic with the music, because earlier it was about children flying. I don't remember the exact song, and then Johnny Cash with "I Won't Back Down." That's just my responsibility to this community. So thank you, I appreciate that. And we didn't even talk about it, but I am giving a talk, the seven secret ingredients for growing healthy children. And we're going to be talking a little bit about vaccines. We're going to be talking all about the health of the nervous system. What are the seven things that every parent needs to know? Some of them are very little known. And I'll give you a hint. It's not the more Tylenol you put in your child, the healthier your child becomes. That's one small hint about what we're going to talk about. But it's Monday, November 5th at 6 p.m. at my office downtown.
And where is?
Where
is your office downtown?
My office is... right across from Fastlane's Pizza, down the hall from Gorilla Bites in the downtown mall.
Okay. It's right down the street here. Just get that very quickly. And that's going to be on November
5th. Monday at 6 p.m. Okay. The public is invited. To the extent that we have space, we have limited space and it's expected to fill up. So do give us a call and reserve your space.
At
243-0889.
Okay. Well, you know what, Dr. Royce, thanks a lot for coming in today now. And of course, you're on the station here. On a regular basis, what you're talking about with children and chiropractic services, and what you do is something I'd never really thought about. I mean, I thought, you know, I know they work on horses, chiropractors work on horses and aligning horses and all that, but for an infant, and and not only that, but, and we've got maybe a minute and a half. I don't know if you could even talk about the woman whose vision was helped.
Oh.
By this, because of an alignment problem.
Yes, it's not just infants. A woman who a few months ago was diagnosed by her eye doctor with optic nerve apoptosis, they could say, or the nerve itself was dying. So we got her under some upper cervical care and some cranial work. And the sphenoid bone, the same one that we're talking about the baby that was yesterday, was out of alignment. The cranial nerves, the optic nerve goes right through there, and it was so misaligned, it was pinching off that nerve, and I realigned it very gently. And just yesterday, she hasn't been back to the doctor yet, but she did say she's excited because she can see perfectly. She would go in and read the sign-in sheets with this sheet like 2 inches from her face, and now she can read everything from...
That's
from
right.
Feet away, and I didn't do it. God does the healing. I just move the bones accurately. And by the way, if anyone wants to come in and was excited about what they heard, your child can heal him or herself. Call my office. There's a free consultation, 243-0889.
Okay, Dr. Todd Royce, thank you so much for being on today. A lot of things we talked about that I, you know, that were new to me. Tomorrow again, Isaac Lowe and NAACP will be here, and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Judgment Day for Jerry Sandusky. Justice for his victims. The serial child molester gets what is tantamount to a life sentence in Pennsylvania. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live at the courthouse in Bellefonte.
Jerry Sandusky will be 98 years old before he's eligible for parole. The former assistant Penn State coach and convicted child molester getting between 30 to 60 years in prison, while several victims, some who teared up in court today, get justice.
Each of them chose to testify truthfully, and in doing so demonstrated personal courage and the desire to speak the truth and see justice done.
Lead prosecutor Joe McGettigan also calling Jerry Sandusky the most insidious and depraved of criminals. Sandusky's lawyers tell us the appeals process has already begun. Lisa?
Jeff, a statement released by the Penn State president says the sentence cannot erase what's happened, but hopefully will provide comfort and help those affected continue down the road to recovery. Terror suspects, the U.S.